Welcome to the Conscious Investor. Let's get started. Hey, welcome back. I'm so excited to be back again with Jeff, and we are diving in right now on, you know, what is he consciously pursuing? But before we dive into that, I need to send you back. If you have not already met Jeff on the previous episode, you want to make sure that you go and listen to that episode. You can learn about, you know, what he's doing with his company, eProperty Care, and how that can serve you in your investments and your portfolio. And if you're a passive investor, maybe you're going to start asking, you know, your sponsors, hey, have you considered this? Is this something you're going to do? So that's a really important episode. But without ado, Jeff, welcome back.
Oh, thanks so much, Julie. Happy to be here.
Yeah. And Jeff, I'm so curious. And that is probably a huge part of my life is curiosity. And so I'm curious, you know, what are you intentionally pursuing right now? And remember, it is and my audience knows, open-ended question.
So I think I'm definitely a lifelong learner. I'm a curious person also. I love real estate and tech, which is what I'm involved in. And it's about reading, learning. I do a lot on LinkedIn, not just from the perspective of posting, but reading a lot of content, content about syndication, content about capital raising, really understanding some of the pain points in the industry. I'm in a lot of different meetup groups. I love to meet people and talk about, you know, their experiences with real estate. I think it's a really interesting time in the industry overall. Obviously, tech is part of it, but the move from, multifamily as a rental world to multifamily as a hospitality kind of model. So, you know, what's going on around that. And outside of work, I have a lot of different interests. I love gardening. I love going to the beach. I'm in New York, busy with the children on a number of different things. Love to go into the city, love museums. Definitely hopeful about the world calming down a bit with COVID and being able to travel a bit more. I'm personally really interested to start going to some of the industry conferences around the country. I have a great appetite to go to Texas and Florida and visit with some of the people I've been speaking to for quite some time now. So yeah, I'm always into something. And I love just being an entrepreneur, like what goes into running a business and capitalizing on social media. I spend a lot of time, you know, learning and trying different tools and tactics and techniques. It's fun to see what works, and just love to meet people. I really do. It's fascinating to me.
People are so fascinating. You never know what you're going to get. And so when you meet people and it's a open-ended zero expectations, just who is this person? It really is a lot of fun and lots of sparks. So yeah. If you got to narrow all of that down, if I said, you know what, Jeff, you only get to pursue one of those. Doesn't mean you can dabble in some of the others, but like over the year of 2021 or this month, however you might, what is it you're like the one thing that you are really aggressively pursuing?
I would say that it's so interesting. I think it's really a conversation about personal branding, even more than corporate branding, you know, so really having people understand who I am as a person. I spent a lot of time over the last many months working on content and putting stuff out that to help people just understand that I'm a good guy. I'm a caring person. I want to do good in the world, generally speaking. It's like one of my core values. So I think personal brand is really consciously working on that and projecting the right kind of image, because I think that becomes then the opener to wanting to have a conversation about tech or real estate or business or eProperty Care or other things that I'm involved in. It's the, you know, we hear it over and over. People do business if they know, like, and trust you. So definitely going for the knowing part. And it's very, very interesting to me when I go on a lot of these meetups or podcasts or speaking things, and people say, I really know you. I'm so proud of that because I feel like it's working, like really putting myself out there with someone like I run into in the street or the community or at a business network. Hey, I know you. I see you all the time. I'm like, wow, it's working. It's cool.
It is working. Now, what level of vulnerability did you have? Did you have to overcome anything in order to get to that point where it's like, okay, I'm going to let people know me. I'm going to put myself out there on these social platforms and people can actually have this big window.
It's an interesting concept. I will definitely say that I'm a student of Gary Vaynerchuk for sure. I watch a lot of his content. He's a straightforward, I'm a New York guy. I'm a New York direct kind of guy. Maybe not as a big a cursor as he is, but I'm direct and I'm to the point, and that's how I like to be treated. So I am that. And I think a lot of people that are in the social media universe talk about like people can't do video or can't say certain things because they have either fear or shame. I don't think I had fear or shame. It was more like finding the way to say something that I felt was valuable to other people. And you know, that's by itself is a topic of great discussion. You always have to be adding value or creating value. But I think my life experiences, I think the career that I had in like corporate technology and things that I went through in my personal life and family life, they're interesting stories. And I feel like they're a platform to share. And I have no secrets. I mean, I tell people what I've been through in different experiences in my life. So yeah, it's just like finding your voice. It wasn't like a fearful thing. I love to present and talk. So it wasn't that, but maybe perfecting, you know, the tooling or the techniques to make a good video or write a good post. It's something that I'm progressively honing, and I enjoy it. It's fun for me.
That's interesting that you said. Yeah, you're right. Fear, shame, those are kind of the easy ones to target. But I think more people, some of that fear stems from, oh, I don't want to put myself out there because I really don't know that people will value what it is I have to say. And right. So that's a huge hurdle to overcome. And so it sounds like you just decided, you know what, I have these experiences that are going to benefit others in all walks of life. So I can just share those. And is that what you say?
Absolutely. Definitely have experiences that I've been through personally. So I don't talk about it widely, but 6 years ago, my first wife passed away. And I was left with three kids from my first marriage. And at the time, they were in high school and middle school and elementary school. I was 42 years old at the time. I went through great, you know, strain. My world got turned upside down by that experience. There was a long illness that led up to it. It wasn't a sudden thing, but it definitely caused me to take a step back. Caused me to take a step back in the career that I had. With corporate technology, where my work-life balance was not amazing. I was working, you know, easily 60 to 80 hours a week. And then it was now, okay, how am I going to manage that with three kids that I'm primarily responsible for? And I wanted to restart my life and get remarried, which I did do 3 years ago to the day. So yeah, that by itself is a very big part of my story and my journey. And I kind of show people like you could go through tremendous adversity in life, and I'm not wishing it on anybody, but you certainly can come through that and come out a stronger person. And because I was kind of in a position for a while where I needed more help from friends and community, I get what it is to be there. So now, like in 2020, as example, I did a lot of charity work. I did a big program with Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and was able to raise $65,000 to give to other people. And I'm like, okay, this has kind of come full circle for me. I was in the position where I needed more help. Now I'm in a position, thank God, where I could give help. So that's kind of what I mean by there's a platform, the life experience, if you come through it and you have the right attitude, that could be a platform to help others. When I see people on LinkedIn or in my community that are going through adversity, I'll reach out to them because I'm like, I could help you. They're like, how could you help me? I'm like, been there, done that. You know, mm-hmm. I've been through some of these experiences. Talking about the business that I'm involved in and the tech part, I love it. I love real estate. I love tech. There's an absolute path to savings and benefit with it. I want to share information with people about how they could take advantage. So I so deeply believe in it. That's why I'm happy to have an opportunity to always talk about it. So it's kind of, for me, it's the balance of interesting life experience over the last, you know, 6 years or more, and then interesting business journey over the last period of years too.
I'm sorry that you had that experience. And I am grateful also that you use that experience. A lot of people allow the adversity that we face in life to, you know, they choose to not leverage it for something greater, a greater good. And it takes a lot of strength to leverage the challenges in life for something beyond ourselves. And to say, you know, this happened, and I mean, that is worst case scenario, but I'm going to use that as a catalyst. And what an inspiration to, you know, say, even if you don't want to go and post and put, you know, your experiences out in the social platforms, but the way you're reaching out to people when you see people struggling or facing some challenge, to be able to just privately reach out is such a gracious way for people who aren't comfortable sharing their own things to be able to engage with others.
Absolutely. And it's never with any kind of force. It's more like, just know that in your time, when you're ready, I mm-hmm. saw what you're going through, and just know that I've been through it to a very large extent. And day or night, if you need help with something, you could come to me, and I'll be there for you. And for the people that have taken me up on it, it's been, you know, huge for them. And it's been very fulfilling for me too, to help people. Mm-hmm. It was done for me by some people. It really stuck with me. And you know, sometimes you're just desperate. You don't know who to turn to for help or advice or a situation. How do I get through this? I'm like, bounce it off me. So yeah, I mean, it's absolutely, if I've gone through all this stuff, I really try to look at it like, yeah, it was a terrible time for me, but what good could I find in all that? And what could I take from that? And to help another single person, it's valuable to me. Like when I was doing the charity work, they were asking me, why are you interested in doing this work? It was a 10-week program. It turned out to be 6 months of work because COVID delayed it a bunch of times. And I'm like, if I could take away the pain and suffering of just one person, it will be worth the journey. And it was a lot of work. So mm-hmm. it's not, I think a lot of people set out, Julie, to, I have to change the world, right? I have to boil the ocean. I have to make a big splash. I think my worldview on it is, start by helping one single person. And if you look around you, you don't really have to look too far to find someone or something to help. It's in everyone's backyard. It's in everyone's community. There's poverty, there's hunger, there's illness, there's COVID. It's all around us. It's really like, are you going to shut your eyes and pretend it's mm-hmm. not there? Or are you going to like open your eyes and be like, you know, where can I pitch in? And mm-hmm. there's so many things to do. So like my philosophy is just start with one person, help one single person, and you'll make a difference.
Mm-hmm. That is such sound advice right there, Jeff. I just want to say thank you for taking us deeper into, you know, what you are consciously and intentionally pursuing in life. And also say thank you. I'm grateful for people like you in the world, because we all need role models and examples before us of how to handle life's adversity. And so that's a huge benefit to everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah. Listeners, make sure you go and connect up with Jeff. Jeff, aside from LinkedIn, your number one favorite spot for people to connect with you?
I would say on our website, or you could email jeff@epropertycare.com. Happy to speak with anyone, do a consultation or meeting or conversation.
Yeah, that's awesome. Until next time, awesome listeners, live big and love bigger.
Overwhelmed by apartment syndication but want to learn more? Let me help you press the easy button. Head over to 3keysinvestments.com and download Syndication Made Simple. I explain simply how the process works, who's involved, and how you can get started today. You're smart, and with this simple guide, you'll be able to understand the process. Head over to 3keysinvestments.com and download Syndication Made Simple.